Speaking of Laura, it's time for her to join us again with one of her riveting stories. Laura?
There comes a point when I'm feeling down when I recite one of my favorite sayings. I'm sick and tired of being sick and tired. That's my go-to phrase to motivate myself when I'm in a rut or need to be proactive about ending a cycle that I know is not good for me. When I'm sick and tired, I feel drained. I just want to hide and mope. So I always remind myself that life goes in cycles, and sometimes it's time to stomp it out and terminate a bad cycle. It's easy for young people like me to get bogged down. We're getting so much information from the world that tells us who we need to be, what we need to strive for, what date we need to accomplish it by. This can create overwhelming pressure when we're trying to figure out the big questions. Should I marry this person? Do I want children soon or ever? What is my profession going to be? Who and what do I want to become at work? I've felt these pressures. I feel as if every year that ticks by in my 20s brings more expectations. Sometimes I just don't know what to do, who to ask, or which way is up. It feels easier just to give up and pull the covers over my head to take the easy way out. One that doesn't necessarily fulfill my highest potential. I'm experiencing many major life checkpoints these days, and the best thing about them is that I no longer brood over what used to really bother me only a year ago. This is growth, which is probably exponential at this time, and it feels great. I had challenges in college for sure, but the process moved itself along quite efficiently. I would take the correct courses for my major, pass them, and then graduate. There was a natural, orderly progression. I couldn't get stuck there, and the endpoint was always in sight. Going out into the real world is so different. Now it's my responsibility to move things along for myself. I'm no longer following anyone else's timeline or schedule. It's time to be proactive in my own life, a feeling that can be somewhat new to many recent graduates. In college, final exams or worrying about my grades could put me in a bad headspace. But I always knew that if I could just push through, spring break was next, then summer, and no classes. Now, ongoing daily life is more of a beautiful mystery.